Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Kate Loving and the Collective Wisdom. My name is Kate Loving Schenck of katelovingschenck.com and the author of the Prayer Prescription Series. The Prayer Prescription Series is the sponsor of this show. There are now 3 books in the series, and I am trying to figure out when to release the 4th one. My guest this evening is Astrology's Astrologer, a.k.a. Sheila Odette. She joins me every month to do tarot readings and astrological readings for our listening audience. The call-in number is 347-205-9200. Now, Sheila hasn't yet joined the show, and I must say I had a hard time trying to get, I couldn't get a hold of her today. Let me just see if this might be her. Hello there.
Hello.
Okay, hang on. I'll get right back to you. Hi, this is Kate. Sheila isn't on the show, but I actually do tarot readings, and I have my tarot cards in my hand. What is your name, and what brings you here this evening?
Hi. Yes, my name's Missy, and I just wanted to know what's coming up for my love life.
Okay, Missy. What part of the world are you calling from?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. You must not be too far from where I am in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Where
awesome.
Are you where are you located?
I'm 20 minutes near Pittsburgh.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you're interested in your love life. Are you currently having issues, or are you sort of waiting for the soulmate of your life to show up, or what exactly
yeah I'm not in a relationship at the moment, just mm-hmm. kind of wondering when maybe a partner will, when I'll be in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that Sheila's voice is going through my mind right now, and she would say that in order to be in love with anyone, we have to love ourselves first. Do you feel like you do pretty well in that department?
I feel like I'm working on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm doing a lot better than I was.
Mm-hmm.
And so, just a work in progress, basically.
Right. That's exactly right. So this card I drew is the Seven of Swords. Are you familiar with the Waite Rider deck of the tarot card?
I've heard of it. I don't actually have it, but...
Well, this is a very cool... hang on just a minute. Hang on. Anyway, my dear, I drew the Seven of Swords, which is actually called the Mission Impossible card. I just love this. Whenever I draw this, I know that whatever is in question is going to happen, even though it seems like it's an impossibility. You see what I'm saying? So this guy has 5 swords in his hand. It seems to be a male gentleman, but, you know, in the tarot, I think we should look at all of the figures that come before us as androgynous figures. He has three swords, or she has four swords in one hand and two in the other, and he is, or she is, leaving two in the ground as a resolution of the conflict will take place in light of the divinity. You know what I mean? It's like the conflicts can be let go to a higher power in this situation, but you have five of these swords, which we could just call the creative self-expression, your ability to express yourself. And in this situation, you will accomplish what it is that you wish to accomplish with your love life.
Nice.
Yeah. Now, Sheila is going to call in a second, and we can get the astrological side of this scenario. But like I said, you know, this Seven of Swords is a remarkable card, and it's exciting, too, to think that you probably, if it's a Mission Impossible feeling to it, you probably have a feeling that it's frustrating, your situation has been frustrating to you in the past, and it's regarding this, and it probably has felt like a Mission Impossible situation.
Right. Yeah, I've had some interesting situations.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to get out of old patterns.
Right. And old judgments and old assumptions and getting erasing the memory that causes them.
Right. Which, how do we do that? How do you erase the memory that causes them?
Well, I just published my third prayer prescription book, and that's exactly what that book is about. It's called 22 Keys to Self-Healing, and it goes into great length about the two spiritual practices of Ho'oponopono, and the other you've heard of that, right?
Somebody just like a couple weeks ago mentioned it to me, and I looked it up and kind of been obsessed with it since. So
that is how you erase the old memories, by cleaning and erasing. The whole idea is that everything that comes to you as a challenge is even world situations or other people how it appears to be other people's problems are actually yours to clean and erase. And that is how the Hawaiian doctor brought, and Joe Vitale had discovered this gentleman who was the head of a very rough psychiatric unit in Hawaii, and he didn't even go in to see the patients. The nurses would bring the situations to the doctor, and he would erase and clean and erase and clean with the Ho'oponopono phrases, which is, I love you, thank you, please forgive me for the part I played in creating this, and I am sorry for the part I played in creating this. And it's almost like a meditation. You keep repeating these phrases with the idea of cleaning and erasing and getting your mind to zero, as it were.
Right.
And within a year, every patient in the facility were cured of their very complicated psychiatric problems. It's an amazing story, really.
Well, yeah, I'm going to have to look more into the story.
Yes, and my book gives you 22 keys to self-healing that does revolve around Ho'oponopono. And then I tell a few stories also about how the work of Byron Katie can also add to the practice of Ho'oponopono, because the thoughts that we have and the stories we tell ourselves are often counterproductive to our spiritual growth. I mean, we tell stories of being a victim. We tell stories of of how wronged we were by situations, when in reality, that's just a story. And we can let go of the story through this wonderful four-part question that comes up with the Katie Byron, the Byron-Katie work. You just question the thoughts that you have. I mean, every thought that you have, you just basically say, is this true? Is this a true situation? And almost invariably, it turns out to be a story that you've told yourself about the situation.
Right.
It's very interesting.
It's a very neat.
It is. It is. I'm not sure where my dear Sheila is. So why don't you stay on and I'll bring you back.
Sure.
And another thing is, if you stay on the line and the show will cut off after 30 minutes. However, you can stay on the lines and get your questions answered by Sheila for an additional 15 minutes, just to let you know. Don't get worried if it seems like you can't hear the show anymore. Actually, if you're on the line, you can hear the show.
Okay.
Okay,
cool.
So hang on. Yes. Thank you, Missy. I'll be right back.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Hello, this is Kate. How can I help you this evening?
I just wanted a reading.
Yeah, Sheila will be on in a minute. She did just call in and say she was going to call. However, I can do the tarot card part of the situation because I have been reading them for years. So,
okay, my love life, too. Do you see a man coming in, marriage, anything for me? Or the person I like now, do you see anything? Or am I going to meet somebody new? Or?
And tell me what your name is.
Suzanne.
Suzanne. Hi, Suzanne.
Hello.
What part of the country are you calling from?
Long Island.
Long Island. Okay. And as I was telling Missy, what Sheila would
I do,
tell
I
you,
do. I love myself, yes.
That is good, because well, I'm sure we all could love ourselves a little bit more, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, let's keep in mind that the cards that are being drawn for other people here are messages that we all can learn from, including myself. So when that Mission Impossible card comes up for Missy, I would assume very strongly that I have some Mission Impossible issues in my life that are about to be resolved. And I would also assume the same for you, okay? All right. But you will have another card. Let me just... Are you familiar with the Waite Rider deck of the tarot?
No.
Aha. So, there's the major and the minor arcana, and there's 21 major arcana cards, and the rest are like suit cards. Now, this one, like, you know, like the suits, meaning the hearts, the clubs, the whatever. So, this one that came up is called The World, and it's a very beautiful card. It's the last one in the major arcana in terms of the number, and number 21, the world. And this beautiful figure is wrapped in one cloth. She is in the nude, and I say she because she does have breasts. There is a beautiful cloth that goes around her midriff and covers her private area and goes down to her feet. And she has a wreath that she is in, surrounded by a wreath. And the world means that there's nothing that you can't do, that you set out to accomplish. It is amazing to think that in the situation of your love life that you will accomplish what it is that you want. You have to visualize a goal. And you have to visualize exactly what it is that you do want. And I would suggest writing it down as well. Write down write down exactly your ideal scene and burn it or something, or put it on an altar and burn it.
I don't mean to be, skeptical, but I could say love yourself and write it down myself. I'm just trying to see if you see anything when someone's coming in.
Exactly when I can't. Now, but I would say meditate on this a minute. There's no doubt that somebody's going to come in to your world. and the world into your world, because it's going to happen. I would say it's going to happen. I can't tell you exactly when. But, you know, just keep your focus, and at the same time, have faith that it will happen, and don't kind of let, you know, think of it loosely. Let it, I would concentrate on it and I would focus on it, but I would also let it go at the same time. There's such a delicate balance between those two things.
Okay.
Yeah, and Sheila said she was coming on, so I can put you on hold and come back to you.
Sure, thank you.
Thank you. Hi, this is Kate. How are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. We're waiting for Sheila to come on, but in the meantime, I can draw a tarot card for you. What is your name?
My name is Terry, and I'm from Pennsylvania.
You have three Pennsylvania people, including myself. What did you say, Carrie?
Terry, yes.
So, Carrie, what is going on with you this evening?
Oh, I'm a widow for the past 2 years and in relationship with a man, and I'd like to see if it's moving forward, and am I going to move somewhere else, move out of my house and move somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
But this time I have my house up for sale, but I have no initial interest in it yet from people.
I see. Now, how do you feel about this relationship that you're in?
Well, at first I was a little apprehensive because I was married a long time to my husband before he passed.
Mm-hmm.
I get a little nerved up at times because it's something new for me. When you're with somebody so many years, you become very comfortable.
That's right.
So it's new, and at times I'm happy, and at times I'm scared. So.
Right, right. Well, that seems like a normal reaction.
I was with my husband many years before he passed. He got sick and passed unexpectedly. I never thought I would be talking about a new relationship in my life. I thought I would be with him till old age.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't forget, he's still with you.
Yes, I know. I meditate, and he comes through once in a while.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And he wants you to be happy. That's the other side of it. I get that sense that all our dearly departed loved ones want nothing more for us than absolute happiness.
I feel that at times from him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm alone in a house here. And I always ask him to make some kind of noise, and there'll be a banging or something will always come through.
Oh, that's sweet. It might be helpful for you to listen to, go back into the archives of this show and listen to the Julia Asante interview I did with her. She wrote this book called The Last Frontier. And it is about exactly what we're talking about. You know, the ways that our dearly departed loved ones communicate with us. And just like you described, it's just a verification of what you already know. But so often we might think that that's our imagination. But
no,
in reality,
I don't. No, I believe in that. With that Ho'oponopono, what are the sayings? I love you, I'm sorry, forgive me.
And I am sorry.
I love you. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
Let's see. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
I think
you.
The other one was thank you. Yeah, thank you. I love you. Please forgive me. I am sorry. And it's a cleaning out of the old memories and the old assumptions.
I'm going to put that on my fridge and say that every day, every morning.
I just think it's a lovely way to clear it out. So in other words, when things happen that seem like it's somebody else's problem, and it really isn't, because you see it and you can work on creating a loving field of release surrounding it.
I have been listening
mm-hmm.
to what you were saying, and I know I'd like to try it. I'm going to do it and see how it's going to help my thought process.
Okay. And that little booklet I just published is, might even help you too. It's only 99 cents on Kindle. Do you have a Kindle?
No, but I have a friend that has one.
You can download a Kindle on any of your computers, iPhones, Android.
That's right. I could do it on my iPhone.
And it is absolutely free, so then that's very cool. And it's called 22 Keys to Self-Healing, the Prayer Prescription Series. Okay, so I'm going to draw a card.
Okay, great.
And I'm going to really concentrate on this. And I'm also going to think about your husband as I do this. What was his name, or is his name?
Edward.
Edward, okay. So what I've drawn is the Page of Cups, and it's a interesting card about the emotions. The Page of the Cups, the Cups itself is the emotions, and the character is standing and in the background, and he's dressed like in a fool's outfit, but in the background is like this very interesting rising and falling of the water, not in waves, but that the character in the card is trying to achieve a kind of equanimity and a sense of balance. He is holding a cup with a fish at the top of the cup, kind of emerging out of the cup, which would indicate a need and actually a skill that you are developing in calming your emotions, and also your ability to express how you feel, that you are able to do that very well as time goes on, and in your ability to recognize your feelings and express them and also to articulate them, you are becoming more yourself in the process.
That's true. I see a lot more calming. I'm not as crazy as I was, like nerved up. I'm trying to, you know, look at it in a different light.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're with somebody all those years, you know what to expect. When all that's gone and it's like starting over, you don't know what to expect. And I mean, he's a nice man and he tells me things, but yet I'm like I don't know, skeptical, and I don't know why.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How long have you known him?
I've been with him over a year.
Mm-hmm. It seems like you're having, what would be the word? You are ambivalent.
I guess I am in a way.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you are attributing it to the loving relationship you had with your husband, and that probably this one doesn't quite match up to that one.
No, actually, this one is more romantic than my husband was.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm a little lost, because it's like that fear of losing, and is this person really going to be here? Is he going to do what he says he's going to do? And it's like that fear of loss again, I guess, through the death.
Right. Yeah. I can understand that. So I believe that the key to your ability to see this through is in your expressing and in your recognizing how you really, really feel. How do you feel? And that is what you have to, not only you have to come to how you feel, but you also have to recognize that you will come to know how you feel, because of this card is telling me that you will, that it's your feelings that is at the root of this situation, and you have to really get to why it is that you feel the way you feel, and based on that, move forward.
Okay, I know what you're saying. I guess it's just like letting go of that fear. Some days I'm real good at it, and some days I don't know. I know what you're saying, and you're hitting it right on the head. That's just how it is. And,
yes,
you know,
and also,
I know that I care for this person, and I should just accept it and move on, but it seems like I keep fighting with myself over it.
Ah, yes, yes. And it has to do with opening your heart, really. That's what the cup represents, that the more you open your heart to receive the love that is yours, the happier you will be.
That's what... excuse me. Once I figure if I keep saying this every day, this verse, maybe it'll relax me more to say what I want to say. See, I'm talking even on what I'm saying.
Right. Exactly.
Well, thank you.
I really appreciate your calling in, and I can't now guarantee that. I guess that Sheila's trying to get in or can't or what have you. So she comes the second Tuesday of every month, and she does the astrological readings, and she does the tarot readings too. I just happened to your lovely dog.
I have two Cocker Spaniels. Noisy dog. Well, I'll try to catch her on the second Tuesday of every month,
and when we do this at 5 p.m.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You are very insightful for me. Thank you.
Oh, you're very sweet. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. So, we are now 25 minutes into the show, and I believe I am going to sign off because we have covered a lot of ground here, and I'm happy to say that people are moving forward with the challenges that we all had, and all of our challenges are in common. There's nothing that is happening to you that is not happening to me. Love to you all. And good night.